We're joined by man of the hour, Taylor Decker, fresh off the contract extension. Congrats. How does it feel?
It's pretty fantastic. I mean, it's one of those instances where when I got the call, my agents called me, and at first they were like, oh, we got to talk to you about this. Bull. Yeah. And then I was like, come on, what is it? And they're like, oh, just kidding. We got your deal done. And I hadn't heard from them in like a month or two. So it was just from my vantage point, it was seamless between the two of them once they started really working on it. And it just feels really good to get a third contract from a team, to be able to stay in the city that I love and play with my friends and be around the people I care about. Just pretty incredible. And it speaks volumes to the people who have supported me. You know, my trainers, my coaches, and especially my wife. You can't do great things as a man without a pretty great woman.
How involved were you? You mentioned you hadn't heard from him in about 6 weeks. Is that the same as you were with your second deal? Is this because everybody's going to handle it differently? I handled it differently when I was playing. I wanted to know a little bit more of what was going on. Was there a time where you were just like, okay, I'm done talking about it. Just let me know when it's done.
Yeah. So with my second deal, the conversation pretty much started and the deal was done in like 3 days. With this one, you know, I've been trying to go back and forth with them for probably about a year and a half.
Yeah.
Because I knew this is where I wanted to be. Like, I don't want to play anywhere else. I want to stay in Detroit. This is where I want to be. And there was some you know, a little bit of back and forth, but nothing really of substance. And then in OTAs, I just went to Dan personally. Because, you know, you hear things from your agent, and they're talking to the salary cap guy in the front office and stuff like that. And I was like, I just want to go talk to Dan. And I want to know, football standpoint, I'm not here to talk numbers or X's and O's. From a football standpoint, where are we at? And he gave me the information, and I was happy with that. And that's pretty much how it played out with the information he gave me. So I told them yesterday and the day before when they called me that I have a lot of respect for them for sticking to their word, because there's a lot of variables and things that can change in this business. But, man, it was a great feeling.
How important is that relationship with Dan? And because you don't get that a lot. You're lucky to be able to have a coach that's going to shoot you straight. I had a number of coaches that you never knew what was really the truth. How important is it to have a guy that you can go to and you trust what he's telling you?
Yeah. Dan's first year here at the end of the season, kind of with the exit meetings, he said, we will communicate with your agents or your representatives, but if you have a problem and you want to talk to me about it, my phone is always on. My door is always open. Come talk to me. So as we were going back and forth, and we'd have a call every couple weeks with the Lions, and my agent would talk to him. And I was just like, I'm just going to go talk to him. I'm just going to get it straight from the horse's mouth. I just want to talk to him, and we can just have like just an amicable conversation about it. And then I know I'm not getting it from the phone call, from the salary cap guy. I'm getting it from the head coach. And it went great, and we were on the same page about everything, and that allowed me to just focus on, let me get ready for camp, let me show up and do what I have to do, and then everything else will take care of itself.
No game of telephone where you got to hear from this
yeah.
Straight from the horse's mouth.
I mean, I told my agent, I was like, I don't even feel like we need to do the back and forth call every couple of days thing at this point. I feel like we know where both sides are at, and when it gets done, we're good.
We're talking to Taylor Decker, part of the old guard, as Dan Campbell says, yep. Right? And you've seen the energy change around this football team maybe more than anybody else. I think it was Thanksgiving of 22, you said, we're not the same old Lions. And yep. I think at the time, you believed it, maybe not everybody else believed it. When did things change in your mind, that it shifted from that team that couldn't get out of their own way to a team that's now chasing a Super Bowl?
I mean, to go back to games like that, that was against the Bills, and that was one game that I felt like was a turning point for us, because in the past we get blown out in those games, and that was a primetime game for us. We didn't win the game, but it felt different. And when you're in a locker room and you're out there on the field, you can feel the energy, whether you feel like we're playing to win this game or we're just scrambling trying to hang on. And it's just felt different, and that's a testament to the people who Brad and Dan have brought into this organization. Culture fits, and then everybody just kind of rowing in the same direction. I mean, they just did a great job of everybody being cohesive together on the same page. And then on top of that, you draft some talented players on, you know, that have that culture fit as well. So credit to them.
The atmosphere has been different too. You can obviously see it at training camp. You saw it in the playoff games. How have you seen the fans? There's always been really good fan support. How have you seen it shift now that this is an organization that people are looking at with high expectations?
Well, I think number one, the brand of football that we play resonates with people. And we want to represent this city. And it's not lost on us that people are spending their hard-earned money, and they might be working two or three jobs to buy our jerseys or buy tickets to our games and come support us. And we recognize that. And that's what makes our game great. That's a beautiful thing that, you know, we start to get some traction, we start playing well, and you just see, like, the city's just alive. Like, everywhere you go to a gas station, you know, you walk into a Walmart grocery store, everybody's just excited because everybody wants to go talk to their buddy at the water cooler about the Lions because that's their team. And they really feel ownership of it, and they are a part of it. So it's incredible.
How do you guys guard against a letdown? I know Campbell's talked about putting in the work and starting from scratch, but you guys, how do you guard against that?
I think number one, it goes back to bringing in the right people who wouldn't let that happen. And on top of that, when you have so many talented guys out here who are competitive, you got to be on your A game every day, or else you're gonna be made to look silly. So you got to go out there and compete every single day. And when you have a guy like Aiden Hutchinson out there, you got to be on your A game as a tackle and practice every single day. So I think it's bringing in the right people. And then you have guys who are competitive who are just going to come out here and want to be the best every single day, whether it's Monday Night Football or whether it's a practice at 8:30 in the morning who nobody's here.
How have you seen Aiden and really that defensive front develop, especially this year?
I think they're being very disruptive with their movements. They're pressuring a lot more. They're filling downhill. And I think just playing together more, similar to the offensive line, they just gain confidence in each other. And I know how this guy's going to play maybe this TE or ET, or I know how this guy's going to hit this pressure from the linebacker position. So I think there's a level of familiarity, and I think they're just playing aggressive. And I think we're going to see some big strides in the defensive line this year.
Can you speak to Davenport and Houston, the guys that maybe are lining up over you quite a bit? What have you seen from those two?
I personally haven't got too many reps against Houston, but a couple years ago he was my scout team defensive end, and I remember going to the coaching staff being like, he's got some real moves.
Yeah.
You know, it's not one of those where it's Thursday and I'm just kind of going half speed and he would beat me every now and then, and it was real. And it looks like coming back from that injury, he's got that get off back, that kind of explosiveness, and he's got that pop. And he's had a couple nice moves that I've seen where he's hitting that dip again. And I think it took some time for him to get back from that injury. And then Davenport, I've got to go against him, probably the second most of guys on my side, and big body DN. I mean, I walk out there, he looks about as big as me. And he's moving very fluidly for a guy that's that big, and he has got some pop. I mean, I've seen it on film. I've actually never played him in a game, but I've seen his film, and that guy can set an edge, like, big time. And to have that length, I think it's going to be huge for us. He is going to be a handful, I think.
You got four returning starters on the offensive line. Kevin Zeitler comes in with great experience. What makes this offensive line special and unique?
I think being able to be multiple. We can do a lot of things well. And our coaches ask us to do a lot of things well, whether it's going to be pin and pull schemes, wide zone, tight zone. We're going to run one back power, two back power. Okay, we're going to get our guys out in the screen. We're going to get you leading, you know, a tunnel screen from the slot receiver. They ask us to do a lot of things. And I think we take pride in being able to do a lot of things well. And that just gives Ben an advantage when he's calling the plays, because what are they going to run? You know, we don't know what they're going to run because they run everything. Sure. And week to week, it might change and it might be a smaller package. But I think that's the big thing that we kind of hang our hat on, is being able to be good at a lot of things.
We're excited to use the word Super Bowl when we talk about this team. We ask, you know, Dan about it. We asked Brad about it the other day. Fans are using those words in a way that they've never used them before. How often does it come up for you guys?
I think we all quietly have our goals. But I think... we would be doing each other a disservice if we weren't trying to focus on things today, because we are messing up things today that we need to get right just to be able to play in the preseason or go have these joint practices against the Giants. Like, we would be doing ourselves a disservice to look ahead so far like that, especially when we know what it took to get to a point where we are competitive like we are. I just want to be fair to our teammates. I think we all quietly have our goals, but we're going to take it one day at a time. It's cliche, it's boring to say, but that's what it takes. Like, the work is the work, and there's no way around it.
The NFC Championship game, you've been here through some tough times. Obviously, that was a high point. Not the ending, but just being there. How much does being able to get there and knowing you were so close to the Super Bowl, how much does that motivate you? How much did it motivate you this offseason?
I probably only watched a quarter of the Super Bowl, and I just kind of turned it off. I think we proved to ourselves that we belong, and now we just have to take the next step moving forward, because we know we can compete with anybody. But we also have to show up and compete every single week, every single play, every single quarter. Like, it's a full game. It's 60 minutes. I mean, you can play terrible for, you know, up until the fourth quarter with 2 minutes left, and then you can have a great two-minute drive and still win the game. Like, we need to play every single play, full game, complete. So I think we know that we can compete with anybody. I think we know that we belong. But it's just going to come down to doing it every single week, week in and week out.
I feel like I got to stir the pot a little bit. I got a Michigan Wolverine here. I got an Ohio State Buckeye here. Tide has turned. How do you feel about your Buckeyes? Big pressure year for Ryan Day. Got to get past the Wolverines, national title, or is his job in jeopardy? Come on.
I'm not going to speak on another man's job.
Okay.
No, I will not do that. I will say I think college football is great when that rivalry is brewing like it is. I think it's fun when it's competitive and it's back and forth. It's been a little one-sided recently, but I like when that rivalry is there. I mean, it's the greatest.
It is
the greatest. It was phenomenal to play in. Just some big-time games. Good players all over the place, NFL draft picks everywhere, and college football is just better when that rivalry is brewing.
Have you had a chance to get back to that game since you've been in the league?
I think my second year I did. And then I realized that I don't like standing in the stands for 4 hours.
It's a different experience.
Oh, God, it's brutal. I went to one in Ann Arbor, and it's only like one highway in and out, and it just took forever to get out. So I'd rather watch it at home, kick the feet up on the couch so my back doesn't get tight standing. But maybe in the future. We'll see.
Let's get back to the division, because we know at Green Bay at the end of the year was a different team than they were at the beginning of the season. They've re-signed Jordan Love. Some guys are healthy. Some new talent, fresh bodies in both Minnesota and Chicago. How tough is this division?
I do think it got a lot better. But I think we did too.
Yeah.
We're not going to be the same team that we were last year, and we're always going to strive to get better. We'll give them credit where credit's due, where they brought in some pieces that can make some plays for them. But again, I think we got better too. And we're going to go out there and we're going to challenge any team that we play against. We're not going to be a passive team. So it's going to definitely be, black and blue division, old school, I think. I'm sure there'll be some great games, and it's going to be fun and competitive, but of course, we're going to go out there confident that we can win.
Last one for me. Where are you guys better at? When you say we got better, where do you notice it most?
I feel like from my vantage point, I don't know if I can speak on it 100% because it's not my expertise. The receiver position, the cornerback position. I'm not an expert on those positions, but those guys look like they're flying around. They look fast. They look confident in what they're doing. They look disruptive. So I think those are some pieces that are definitely going to flash for us. And I'm excited to see those guys, especially next week against the Giants, against different competition, to see how they play. Again, I'm not an expert, but they look more confident. They look like they're playing free and trying to make an impact. And then I think we, like we were talking earlier, added some great pieces on the defensive line. And then as an offensive line, I'm hoping we can just continue to build on what we did last year. We lost Big V, we signed Kevin Zeiler. I mean, we should without a doubt be a strength of our team.
It's Taylor Decker. Appreciate some of his time. Congrats again on the extension.
Appreciate it.
And good luck this season.
Thank you.
It's 97.1.